Namaste. This is Francie, and welcome back to the Pure Flow Yoga Podcast, a place where we get to go deep with yogis, thought leaders, cultural creatives, and consciousness explorers to spread love, inspire you, and spread the good vibes. I believe that yoga is helping to change the planet, so I really hope you enjoy this episode. If you want to stay connected, sign up for our love letter at pureflow.yoga and receive our free weekly love and inspirations, as well as be the first to know about our new podcast and blog releases. We'll also share special deals here on our yoga retreats and trainings that we just don't share anywhere else. And if you like this episode and want to keep supporting us to create free, awesome things for you, feel free to support us with a monthly contribution. You can find that at pureflow.yoga/podcast. Your journey to becoming more inspired and connected begins now. So welcome everyone, welcome to our Manipura Chakra practice. And this week we've been exploring the more subtle energetic bodies. This more subtle energetic body that is located, said to be located along our spine. So it's said that we have chakras, which are spinning wheels of energy all over the body. But the seven most important ones, the seven ones that connect us to our power, the seven sacred centers that are a map for our psychology, are located along the spine. So elevate your sit bones on a block or a cushion, deep the flesh away, lengthen your spine, grow tall. And when you're ready, just gently draw your eyes to a close. Take a few softening breaths here in through the nose, feeling welcome to release from the mouth. And usually we breathe in and out through the nose in our yoga practice, but we're also welcome to let out any extra breath from the mouth anytime we're ready to drop a little bit deeper into our flow. Roll to the back edge of your sit bones with the heart. And take the next few moments to scan your body, mind, and notice how you're feeling this morning. Soften your jaw. And relaxing all the muscles of the face. And relax all of the muscles of the belly, big Buddha belly. And gently bring your hands just about 2 fingers distance above your belly button. You can place your hands right here on the solar plexus. You can bring both hands there if that's comfortable for you. I'm just feeling the warm energy of your hands here on your solar plexus. This is where lives our Manipura chakra. So Manipura comes from Mani, which means gem, and Pura, which means lustrous or city. This is our city of jewels right here. This is where our ego lives, our likes and our dislikes. This is where our personal power lives. And this chakra symbolizes how we manifest ourselves in the world. It's connected with the fire element, It's all about how we stoke our inner fire, how we glow in the world, how we show up in the world. And take a moment to notice how you're feeling in this center. So along with the first and second chakra, these three chakras are considered the lower triangle of chakras that are connected with our outer world. And this is how we connect with our outer world. So take a moment to connect here. And we'll just consider a few questions here. Again, what are you passionate about? Are you living your dream? Do you find purpose in your work? Do your personal habits support where you want to be in life? Do you feel confident? How are you digesting life? Is there any toxicity in your life? Well, connecting with the power of your Manipura chakra, take a moment to connect with your own intention for this practice. Sending the energy, the warmth of your hands to warm the intention of your center. And keeping your hands here, we'll join together in three ohms, offering our practice to developing our personal power. And take a nice deep breath in. Centered here, this lustrous gem, the center of power, of will, of discipline, of confidence. And we'll begin to engage our inner fire with the Kapalabhati breath. Kapalabhati is shining skull breath. And so it consists of quick abdominal pumps. And we'll take a nice deep breath in. And as you exhale, I'm going to pump the abdomen like so. Exhale to fully release. Draw a big breath up the spine. Hold the breath for as long as feels comfortable. Kumbhaka. And when you're ready, like you're letting air out of a balloon, gently release. And coming back to your natural breath, a few rounds. And we're going to come into two more full rounds of Kapalabhati. If you're feeling lightheaded, please refrain. Just come into a natural breath. So here we go again. Take a nice deep breath in, and we'll come into our 60 abdominal pumps. the next exhale, fully release the breath. Drawing a nice long inhale up the spine, holding the breath for as long as feels comfortable. And then gently releasing. If it's more comfortable for you to release your hands from your third chakra, you're welcome. And we'll come into our final round, developing our inner fire, stoking that fire of discipline, of change, of transformation. Take a nice deep lengthening breath up your spine and starting your abdominal pumps. And exhale to fully release. Drawing a nice lengthening breath up the spine and holding the breath for as long as feels comfortable. And when you're ready, I'm gently releasing. Just taking a moment to sit with the feeling and notice the effects of the practice on the body mind. This is one of the invitations of our yoga practice here in these classroom settings. You find what works for you and then bring that into your own practice. And today we're going to do a special type of practice known as a yin-yang flow, more of a yang-yin flow. And the first half of our practice will be decently powerful. And the second half of our practice is more about building that quality of fire in the mind. So bow to your heart, bring your hands together in prayer. And we'll start in a child's pose. So walk the hands forward, take the big toes to touch the knees wide, walk your fingertips forward, sit back onto your heels. And find your breath. Take a nice big breath into the back side of the body. And as you exhale, let out a sigh. Walk your hands a little bit more deeply forward. Relax all the muscles of the face. Again, connecting to how you're feeling now, remembering that this pose is available to you throughout our practice. Walk your hands over to the right, please. Your left hand resting on top of the right hand. Your left hip rooting into your heel. Soften your face. Right hand on top of the left. And then with your next inhale, gently coming back to center, finding your way onto all fours. Tuck your toes, your shoulders directly over your wrists. Spread your fingers for a few rounds of cat-cow. Arching the spine to look up. Inhale, draw the shoulder blades together. And exhale, chin to chest and round. connecting with the rhythm of the breath. Inhale, arch the spine, look up, chin extends. And exhale, tailbone turns down, round. Gaze towards the belly button. Plant the hands, inhale. And exhale. Continuing three more full cycles with your breath. Maybe you can close the eyes and just tune into how you feel. So this morning, I'm going to offer you just a little bit more independence, a little bit more of self-guidance, cultivating our confidence and our self-esteem connected with this third chakra. And I invite you for the next couple minutes to just begin offering your body whatever it needs. So maybe you're waving your spine side to side. Maybe you're resting in a child's pose. Maybe you're stretching out in a downward facing dog. Take the next few moments to practice trusting that inner guidance that lives within you. Trusting that you have the wisdom that you know. You're looking around to others for inspiration, feel free, and then after a few moments of that, bring it back to your own mat, bring it back to your own practice. Wow, so beautiful, everyone. The key thing here is just to really connect with your breath, connect your movements to your breath. What do you need in this moment? What does your body need? Taking your last 10 breaths or so, and then we all meet in a downward facing dog, that inverted V pose. Beautiful, everyone. I feel so inspired by watching you. Not that this is about me, it's about you. Slowly starting to walk your hands forward into a downward facing dog, stretching your fingers wide, stepping your feet to hip distance, lengthening the spine, softening the shoulders, wrapping the shoulders around the armpits, and just dancing your dog, just unwinding any tension that may be holding, nice and slow, like you're moving through. Make them around and offer adjustments. Just lifting a leg if you prefer not to be touched today. And step your feet together. Send your right leg to the sky, awakening the ankle. Nice long line. See if you can keep your hips square here. The most of us will have to bring our right hip a little bit down. Beautiful. Now lift high onto the toe of the grounded foot and open the hip and just feel the difference here. Beautiful. Coming into a fire hydrant, bend the knee, press your foot all the way over to the left. Push out through the ball of the foot as you open the hip and keep your right armpit square. Inhale, lengthen back to the sky. Exhale, release, second side. Inhale, the left leg lifts, hip height, awakening the ankle, soft bend in the elbows. And then coming high onto the toes, lift the leg higher, the hips can open now. And softly take it into a fire hydrant, bend the knee, press your foot over, pushing out through the ball of the foot. Keep your left armpit square. Beautiful, everyone. Inhale back to the sky and exhale, release. Walk your feet forward. Look up to lengthen the spine, halfway lift, draw the shoulders back, feet are hips distance. Exhale, fold, take your elbows in opposite hands. Nod head, yes, no, maybe so, maybe drawing rainbows on the earth with your arms. Bend your knees a little bit. And again, soft movement. So always being mindful to avoid any jerking or any quick movements, but really being fluid. Soft bend in the knees, release the hands, root down through the four corners and gently round up vertebrae by vertebrae. The head comes last, the arm sweep up, the gaze is up. And as you exhale, gently bring the prayer down the center through the heart, resting your hands on the Manipura chakra. Connecting to our center. Soften the knees, lift and spread the toes. Inhale, sweep the arms all the way up. Hinge from the hips and exhale, swan dive forward. Bring your hands to your shin or your thighs and then pushing against your legs, look up and lengthen, draw the shoulders back, nice flat back, and exhale, fold. Two more times, maybe the hands come to the earth, look up and lengthen, inhale, nice long spine. Exhale, release. So if you normally practice with your hands on the earth, try on the shins or the thighs. Inhale, look up and lengthen, spread your sit bones wide, feel that length from tailbone to crown of head and fold. Plant the hands, step back, high plank. Reach forward through the crown of the head, back through the heels. Take a moment to build our inner fire, our Manipura strength here. Reaching forward through the crown of the head, back through the heel, pulsing. And come back to center. Pull the kneecaps up a lot, shoulders right over wrists for three more breaths. If that's available to you, of course the knees can come down anytime. Beautiful, everyone. I'm hearing some beautiful ujjayi breath. Bring your knees down, bring your chest and your chin down, elbows in. And slide onto the belly. Tops of the feet, root down. Roll the shoulders back, push out through the hands. Open the shoulders back, so expand your heart. Pull the kneecaps up. And exhale, release. Take a downward dog. Tuck your toes. Send the weight back and lengthen. Take a moment to adjust yourself so that you feel spacious in the shoulders and neck. Come high onto the toes. Soft bend in the knees. Look up between the hands and see if you can lightly hop to the top of the mat. Halfway lift and exhale, fold. Soft bend in the knees, open the arms wide, root the feet, look up, inhale, and exhale, bringing that prayer down through the heart, resting your hands, the Manipura chakra. So maybe the thumbs are touching and the palms are resting on top of each other. And this is our Surya Namaskar A. We're going to do five full rounds together. Take your feet hips distance. So that was our first round. Soft bend in the knees. Choose a drishti, a tree in the distance to focus your eyes on, or maybe the eyes are closed. Round two, inhale, sweep your arms up. Exhale, hinge from the hips and fold. Inhale, look up and lengthen. Exhale, step or jump back, reaching out through the crown of the head and the heels. Inhale here to build strength. Inhale, low, exhale, lower, maybe the knees come down, chest, belly, thighs. Inhale, cobra or up dog, tops of the hands and feet only, tops of the feet and hands only. And exhale, downward dog for five full breaths. Soft bend in the knees, lightly float to the top of the mat, halfway lift, and exhale, fold. Root the feet, arms open wide, inhale, sweep all the way up, the gaze is up, and as you exhale, drawing the hands back through the heart, resting at the Manipura chakra, just tuning in with how you're feeling here. So this is our third round. Take the feet hips distance. Always we want to work in alignment with our hips. Soft bend in the knees. Find your drishti. Engage your core. Inhale, sweep the arms up. And exhale, dive the heart forward. Hinge from the hips and fold. Inhale, lengthen the spine. Exhale, plant the hands. Step or jump back. Inhale to build the core strength. Reaching forward through the crown of the head and the heels. And exhale to lower with control. Inhale to open the heart. Exhale to press back. Each exhale is an opportunity to soften, deepen. Each inhale, we fill the body with fresh energy. Drawing that energy up from the earth to lengthen the spine. And each exhale, maybe we can press our thigh bones back. Feel always welcome to unwind your dog however your body is asking. Come high onto the toes, soft bend in the knees, lightly float, halfway lift. And exhale, fold. Root the feet, arms wide, inhale all the way up, the gaze is up. And exhale, hands through the heart and to rest at the Manipura chakra. In this round four, I'm just gonna call out the breath. So now you have it in your body and the invitation is to trust. So here we go. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale, stay lifted. Inhale here. Exhale. Inhale, open, open. Exhale, stretch your back. Stretch your back. Long back. Unwind the pose. If you're bringing weight into the front of your body, bend your knees more, please. Perhaps you're coming into the self-adjustment. Come high onto your toes. Soft bend in the knees. Belly to thigh to lengthen the tailbone. And then slowly thigh bones press back. Come high onto the toes. Soft bend in the knees. Lightly hop, step, or jump. Top of the mat. Look up and lengthen. And exhale, fold. Beautiful, everyone. Root the feet, arms. Inhale. And exhale, hands through the heart, resting on the Manipura chakra. For our final round, we'll work with our own breath rhythm. So I invite you to close your eyes and just do your best to remember this foundational flow, Surya Namaskar A. So all beginning together. Inhale and continue. Following your movements with your breath, please. after you've completed, feel welcome to take a child's pose for 5 full breaths. We'll all meet in a downward facing dog, please. Step the feet together. Inhale, sweep your right leg to the sky, please, from a downward facing dog. And exhale, open your hip, pressing your foot to the left, keeping that right armpit nice and square. Beautiful. Lift your knee a little bit higher and press your foot a little bit deeper through the ball of the foot. Gorgeous, everyone. Back to the sky. Inhale. Exhale, hug the knee into the chest. Bring your shoulders over the wrist. Engage the foot. Inhale, back, lengthen. Exhale, to the left knee. Left elbow, sorry. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, right elbow. Shoulders over wrist. Engaging the core, lengthen. And exhale, hug the knee down the center. Step the foot through. Come on to your fingertips. Lift and spread your toes. Lift the hip. Inhale, sweep your arms up. And exhale, deepen into the pose. Drop the back foot down. Open the hips, warrior two. Look at your arms. Make sure they're in one line. And look at your front knee. Make sure it's bent 90 degrees. Open your knee towards the person behind you. Lift your heart, proud warrior, and exhale deep and into the bend. Inhale, expand your heart open, drop your back hand down, flip your front hand, and exhale, coming into our reverse warrior. Keep the bend deep on your knee. Wrap your left arm around the thigh if that's available to you. Root down a lot through both feet and inhale, spiral the chest open to the sky. Reach long through the hand. Come a little bit deeper. Rooting the feet, inhale, come up, forearm to thigh. Top arm sweeps alongside the ear. Some of us might be able to bring our right hand onto a block or onto the earth. Otherwise, resting here on the knee with our palm face up is perfect. Push the pinky toe edge of the foot, reach long through the side body, relax the shoulders. Press your hips forward, open your heart. This is our side angle pose. Top hand to hip. Step the back foot in halfway. For Ardha Chandrasana, half moon. Bring your fingertips to an earth or a block. Push out through the four corners of both feet. Lift the back leg, hip height. Really push out a lot through the four corners. Stack your hips. The gaze is forward or up. Your hand, your gaze to the sky if you like. Inhale here. Exhale, standing splits. Bring both hands down to the earth. Look up and lengthen, and exhale, fold over your standing leg. Beautiful. Engage through the four corners of both feet. Really push out. Some of us might take our right hand behind our right shin for a balance. There we go. Inhale, look up, maybe both hands to the earth. Soft bend in your knees, crescent lunge with control. Relax the shoulders, firm that back leg. Keep the deep bend in your front knee and scissor your hips, right hip back, left hip forward. Open the heart, inhale. Exhale to our vinyasa, plant the hands, step back, high plank. Inhale here. Exhale, low plank. Inhale, cobra or upward facing dog. And exhale, downward facing dog, please. Pedal it out. Inhale, left leg to the sky. And then exhale, open the hip, pressing your foot over to the right. Keep that left armpit square. Beautiful. Lift your knee a little bit higher. And as you exhale, see if you can maybe give a love tap to the person next to you. Yeah, nice, guys. Lengthen to the sky. Inhale. Engaging your core. Exhale, hug the knee into the center. Spread your toes. Lengthen the leg. Inhale. I'm on the ball of my right foot. Exhale. Elbow, knee to the right elbow. Knees and elbows, they're basically the same. Lengthen the leg. Inhale. Exhale, left elbow. Hover here a moment. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, hug the knee into the chest. Lift the hip, foot between the hands. Come on to your fingertips. Lift your hip, lengthen, lift and spread the toes, arms up. Exhale, relax the shoulders, press the back leg. Inhale to expand the heart open. Exhale, warrior two. Align the front heel with the arch of the back foot and make sure your chest is aligned right over your belly button. Beautiful, bend your knee a little bit deeper. Press your knee into my hand. So imagine that you're opening towards the person next to you. Spread your fingers wide. Look at your arms. Make sure they're where you think you are. Relax your shoulders. Push down through both feet. Draw the energy in and up. Inhale. And as you exhale, reverse your warrior. Back hand to the thigh. Top arm sweeps up and over. Keep bending the knee. Maybe you're wrapping that right hand around. Now bend your knee a little bit deeper. And as you inhale, rooting the feet, spiral the chest open, reach the arm nice and long, feeling that side body expanding open. Beautiful. Root down a lot through the feet. Inhale back through warrior two. Forearm to the thigh, top arm sweeps long for our side angle pose. Push down a lot through the pinky toe edge, reach long through the middle finger, one long line. Maybe the hand comes to the inside of the foot or to a lock. Press your hip forward. Lean back with your chest and look up. Reach long. Find your breath. Top hand to hip. Step the back foot in halfway. Ardha Chandrasana, half moon. Balance pose. Bring your fingers to the earth. Push out through the four corners of both feet. Stack your hips. Maybe the top arm raises to the sky, the gaze is forward or up. Really beautiful, everyone. On our next round, I'll offer just a few more variations. Bring your hands down to the earth, square the hips, activate the foot, turn the big toe down, look up, inhale. And as you exhale, fold forward, Ekapada Uttanasana, standing splits. Maybe the left hand can hold behind the left shin for balance as you draw your head in. Stay active in the foot. Push out through the ball of the feet. Beautiful. Inhale, look up. Exhale, crescent lunge with control. Beautiful. Ash, step your back foot back just a little bit more. Beautiful. And feel you turn your back heel in a bit. And lift your back heel right up. Open your heart. Inhale. Exhale, vinyasa, plant your hands, stepper, jump back. I'll just step up. Exhale, lower. Inhale to a cobra or up dog. And exhale, downward facing dog. Your toes. Soft bend in the knees. Lightly float to the top of the mat. Halfway lift. And exhale, fold. Take your feet hip distance. Root down. Inhale, sweep your arms up. The gaze is up. And exhale, hands in prayer, resting at the Manipura chakra, taking a moment to check in. This is the inner fire that we're building here. So notice if there's any heat coming from the body within or without, and just take a moment to enjoy the breeze cooling you down. Just mentally preparing for two more full cycles of this flow before we cool it down with our yin. So close your eyes, come back here to our intention. Release your hands, inhale, sweep your arms up, exhale, fold. Look up and lengthen, inhale, exhale, down facing dog. Step the feet together, right leg to the sky, inhale, exhale to a fire hydrant, or maybe you're coming into a wild thing, shifting the weight to the left hand, pivot the left foot all the way to the jungle behind you. Press your hips up so your hips are square to the sky. Both feet are facing the jungle and the gaze is to the middle finger on the right hand. Gorgeous, everyone. Turn your feet all the way back to the sky. Inhale. Our core pumps here. Exhale. Hug the knee in and down the center. Lengthen. Inhale. Exhale across the body. Use your core strength. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, same elbow as knee. Inhale. Exhale, low lunge down the center. Fingertips, hips, and heart lift. Arms up. Inhale. Exhale, deep in the pose. Relax the shoulders. Open the heart. Inhale. And exhale, warrior two. Summon your inner fire, your inner warrior, your inner strength, courageous, powerful, centered. Deepen the bend a little bit, please. You got it. Arms out, inhale, exhale, reverse your warrior. Come a little bit deeper into the bend. Spiral the heart open, reach long, find your breath. Root down a lot, both feet, inhale, come up. Forearm to thigh, side angle pose. Find your breath. Some of us might be able to take a bind here, weaving our right arm underneath our leg, reaching for the fingertips behind us. You can try if you like. No harm in trying. Ardha Chandrasana, please. Top hand to the hip. Step your back foot in halfway, fingertips to the earth. Push out to the four corners of the feet. Lift your leg hip height. Take it into a candy cane pose. If you like, bend the knee, hand to the top of the foot. Kick the foot into the hand. We've done this pose a lot this week. Turns out it's one of my favorites. It's a balance, it's a back bend, it's a hip opener. Gently release the foot. Bring both hands down, square the hips. Inhale, look up and lengthen. And exhale, fold. Some of us might take our right hand. Some of us might take both hands. Keep your face nice and soft. Just using the strength of your will and determination to show up to each moment. Look up, inhale. Exhale, crescent lunge with control. So we're going to come into our vinyasa, one-legged, floating the right leg, two-legged, or come to a rest as needed. So open the heart, inhale, plant the hands, exhale, step back, maybe floating the right leg, exhale, lower, inhale, open, and exhale, down dog. Rose, take your feet back a little more. There we go. Are we feeling that sweat a little bit? Like I'm going kind of slow. But slow but strong. And just every bead of sweat that rolls off your back, every moment of thirst, just imagine that you're stoking your inner fire, creating transformation and purification within yourself. This is actually what we're here to do. Left leg to the sky, inhale. Exhale, fire hydrant. Some of us will take it into a wild thing. Pivot the foot. Press your hips to the sky. Sorry about that. Gaze is to the middle finger. Both feet are fully turned to the jungle, because the next incarnation in this pose would be a full wheel, which we'll offer next round. Three-legged dog. Inhale. Coming into our crunches, hug the knee into the chest. Lengthen. Inhale. Exhale across the body. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, same elbow as knee. Last one. Lengthen. Inhale. Exhale, preparing low lunge. Fingertips, hips, and heart lift. And arms sweep to the sky. High lunge. Open your heart. Exhale, deepen. Feeling the burn. Firm that back leg. Open. Inhale. Exhale, warrior two. With strength, with grace, with power, with control. Tuck your tailbone down. Inhale here. Exhale, reverse your warrior. Keep the bend deep in your knees. Spiral the chest open. Reach that arm nice and long. Beautiful, everyone. Press your hips a little bit more forward for stuff. Beautiful. Take this arm nice and long. And open the knee. Inhale here. Exhale, side angle pose. Some of us hands to a block or to the earth. Some of us are going to take that bind. Nice long line from the pinky toe edge to the middle finger, please. Press your hips forward. Your heart stretches up. Ardha Chandrasana. Maybe that top hand stays to the sky or comes to the hip for stability. Step the back foot in. Load the back foot up. Spread out through the four corners of the feet. Maybe you're taking our Ardha Chandra Chakrasana variation, bending the foot, bending the knee, taking the hand to the foot, kicking the foot, press the hip forward, open through the spine, enjoy this beautiful back bend, and then gently releasing the foot, bring both hands down, square the hips, look up to lengthen, activate the four corners, and exhale, fold forward, one hand to the back of your shin, maybe two hands. Next round, we're going to try a handstand press up. So make sure you're rooted through the four corners of the feet. Inhale, look up, crescent lunge. Arms up. Inhale here. Exhale, vinyasa, plant the hands. If you're floating your left leg, high plank to low plank, cobra up dog, and let's take a nice rest in a child's pose. Find your breath again, please. Maybe the arms are alongside the body. Maybe they're in a prayer to the sky. Your choice. The knees are together wide. Come up to the challenges of our life. We have to summon our inner resources to show up. We have to exercise our willpower, come in to our self-confidence, our self-esteem. So take a moment to connect with your Manipura chakra, your intention for this practice, knowing that we're coming into one more full flow and just committing. So really giving 100%, really doing your best to cultivate your strength and your vitality and your stamina and your sense of self. And here we go. Downward facing dog, please. Come high onto the toes, soft bend in the knees, lightly hop or float to the top of the mat, halfway lift. Yeah, Carol, wow. And exhale, fold. Root the feet, arms up, inhale. And as you exhale, bring a smile to your face. Your hands come through your heart and on to your solar plexus. One of the affirmations is, I can do this. I've got this.
I've got the power.
A little bit softer. Okay, so full power, I'm gonna offer all the variations. If you have embellishments that you wanna offer, honor that, feel free. This practice is for you. There's never gonna be a one-size-fits-all practice, so adapt as you need. Soften your knees, and here we go. Arms up, inhale. Exhale, fold. Look up and lengthen, and then come to a down dog. Inhale, right leg to the sky. Option one is that we exhale to a fire hydrant. Option two, we flip our dog and come in to a wild thing. Option three is that we flip the positioning of our hands and come to a full wheel. Yeah, you've got it, Catherine. Excellent, everybody. Back through a three leg. I did say no stepping on each other's mats, but it's a bit unavoidable in this moment. So just allowing with compassion. Exhale, hug the knee in, shoulders over wrist. Lengthen. Back to the sky. Exhale, across. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale to the second side. Last one, inhale, lengthen. Exhale, low lunge, set up your alignment, fingertips, hips, and heart. Arms up, high lunge. Drop the back foot down, butterfly the hips open. Strong, confident warrior showing up to the challenge of life. Notice how I didn't say the challenges of life, but the challenge of life. Because even though there's so many gifts in life, there are also so many challenges each and every day. Bend your knee deeper. Press down through the feet. Draw the energy in and up, cultivating this strength to show up to yet another moment. And inhale, backhand to the thigh, top arm sweeps up and over. Exhale, deepen into the bend. Open the chest. Reach long. Root the feet. Inhale, come all the way up. Side angle pose. Your variation. Maybe you're coming into a bind. I'm going to add one little fun pose for those of us in a bind. So if you're in a bind, step your back foot to meet your front. Come onto the ball of your toe, the ball of your right toe. Lift your gaze, lift your head, draw that power from your core, lift the leg up, bird of paradise. Maybe you can send the leg nice and long, and maybe you just have a wow look on your face. With grace, with control, we lower down, and we all meet at our side angle pose. I did say I was going to give you all the options. Top hand to hip, Ardha Chandrasana. Load the back foot in, send the back leg to the sky. Stack your hips, push out a lot through the four corners, please. Push out through the ball of the foot and draw the toes in towards you. Take an Ardha Chandra Chapasana if that's in your flow today. And then bring your hands down to earth or blocks. Look up, halfway lift, standing splits. Option one, one hand behind the shin. Option two, two hands behind the shin. Option three, plant your hands on the earth. Soft bend your knee. Generate that energy from the core. And instead of jumping, we lightly float. Lifting up into a handstand press up. Baby. Stack your shoulders over your hands, your hips over your shoulders. Awesome, guys. Look up. Crescent lunge with control. Open the heart. Inhale and exhale. Find your flavor of vinyasa. Okay, last side, are you excited? Left leg to the sky, inhale. Exhale, fire hydrant, wild thing, or full wheel, flipping the positioning of your hands. Yes, nice, Alyssa, hug your knees toward each other. You got it, yes,
Beautiful, everyone. Nice. Three-legged dog. Inhale. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Finding our edge, but not beyond. Exhale, hug the knee in, shoulder over ribs. Inhale. Exhale, across the body. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, same side, elbows, knee. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, set up your low lunge, fingertips, hips, and heart. And then sweep your arms up like the confident warrior that lives within you. Relax your shoulders, open the heart. And exhale, spiral open to a warrior two. Embodying this quality of courage, strength, stamina, and power. Cultivating these qualities on the mat so that you can bring them off the mat, come a little bit deeper into the bend. Lift the solar plexus up. Inhale here, exhale. Keep it burning bright as you come into your goddess pose, exalted warrior. Root down a lot through the feet. Reach along the side body. With the next inhale, come back through warrior two. Take your side angle pose. Press your hips forward, open your heart. Some of us are going to come into a bind and prepare for that bird of paradise balance pose. Step your back foot in to meet your front foot, hips distance. Come onto the ball of your left foot, look up. Use your core muscles to lift your knee, lift the heart, activate the foot, and maybe you can send your toes to the sky. Unbelievable, everyone. That's like 90% of the class. That's incredible. Amazing what happens when we challenge ourselves. Gently release. And take an Ardha Chandrasana. Half moon. Maybe you're coming into Ardha Chandra Chapasana, bending the knee, hand to the foot, back bend as you press the hip forward. Inhale here. Exhale, standing split. Square your hips, bring both hands down. Look up to lengthen the spine. Activate both feet. And exhale, fold. One hand behind the shin, two hands behind the shin, or firmly plant your entire hands on the ground. Soft bend in your standing leg and float handstand prep. Shoulders over wrists, hips over shoulders. Nice and safe, avoiding jumping. Loin to the foot and make sure to not jump. Look up, inhale, exhale, crescent lunge with control. Opening the heart, inhale, exhale, vinyasa. One leg if you so dare. It, love. Bring your knees down to the earth. Child's pose. Connect with your breath and your heartbeat, please. Open your knees a little bit wider for a wide-legged child's pose. Wiggle your belly between the knees. Relax your face. Taking a moment to really connect with this cooling down quality of this yin portion of our practice. So taking a moment just to notice your biorhythms, notice how it feels in your body at the moment.
There can be no yang without yin. So we want to stoke our inner fire physically, but also through the practice of self-discipline. So yin is the point at which yoga and meditation meet and have a love child. So for this next portion of the practice, we'll be holding our poses longer to connect with our body's fascia, the connective tissue, this intricate fabric, this matrix of liquidity that holds our muscles and organs together. And with your next inhale, gently come up onto hands and knees, please. Make sure you've got a cushion or a block handy. And take your knees to touch. Lengthen your right leg. Lift it up. Look forward. Spread the toes. Take a moment of yang to lift the heart and lift the heel. And as you exhale, we'll come into sleeping swan. Hug the knee into the chest. And then take the knee behind the right wrist. Tuck your back toe. And with your right hand, take the flesh away from the sit bones. Lower onto a cushion or block. Wiggle your foot towards the top of the mat. Look at your back foot. Make sure that your back leg is aligned. And then lengthening the heart, inhale. And as you exhale, slowly lower onto the forearms, or maybe your head comes to a block, or stacked fists, or maybe you're resting on one cheek. Taking this time to really connect with how it's feeling in your body. Where are you experiencing sensation right now? Relax your shoulders. Consciously relax all the muscles of the face. For this portion of the practice, I invite you to let go of your efforting and really come into a space of surrender. Within the practice of yin yoga, there are four main tenets, four main guiding principles for the practice. First is that we come into each pose to find our edge, to find the place where we can grow and expand the most. I like to think of it as the place where it hurts so good. Find your way into the place where it hurts so good. And then the second tenet is that we find stillness. Still body, still mind. Use the breath and use gravity to help you relax even deeper into this present moment. As discomfort arises, first see if you can cultivate responsiveness rather than reactivity by first sending a breath to the place that needs the expansion. If at any point it feels like pain, then that's a message to back out of the pose. Sensation and pain, know the difference within your own body. So first, we come to our edge. Second, we find stillness. We breathe. The third tenet is that we stay. We probably figured that one out by now. So even though from the outside it would look like this is the easiest thing to do, like they're not even doing anything, they're just sitting in one pose, but you know the difference from the inside, right? So when challenging moments come into our world,
what we tend to do is fight, flight, or freeze. So the invitation of this practice is to become friends with our resistance, to cultivate that quality of staying. We might be excited now because it's the fourth tenet, which is integration. So take your last three full breaths here. Slowly walk your hands back to an upright. Tuck your back toe to draw your back leg in a couple of times. And then rooting into your hand, taking an integration pose, child's pose, or virasana, sitting on your heels or a block. Closing the eyes and feeling the difference side to side. So much power in stillness. And take a moment to enjoy that remembrance. Soften. Gently finding our way onto our second side. Walk your hands forward, hands and knees. Inhale to lengthen left leg, extend it behind, look up, a moment of yang. And then exhale, find your way into a sleeping squat. Hug your knee in, place it behind the left knee, tuck your back toe, flush away from left sit bone, lower onto cushion or block as needed. Look up to lengthen your upper body, and then as you exhale, lower right arm, left arm, stack your fists or bring the forehead under a block, reverse that, a block under forehead. Let your forehead rest on some kind of surface, because this actually helps to activate our body's parasympathetic nervous system, that aspect of resting and releasing, the opposite of fight or flight. So again, cultivating on the mat what we want to cultivate off the mat. And take a few moments here to wiggle around, to find your edge. And once you've found your edge, once you've found your edge, breathe into it, consciously sending your breath to anywhere in the body that's experiencing tightness. Likely in this position, it's the hips. Are you feeling that? Happening in the mind for you right now? What's happening for you in the breath right now? Are you breathing with grace and ease? As the challenge of staying manifests as impatience or frustration or maybe even dissociation or breakfast ideation, see if you can just deepen your breath into the sensation. It's just a practice. Relax your face. Take your last three full breaths. Let's sigh them out together. Big breath in. Gently walking your hands back to an upright, tucking your back toes, hugging your back knee in, rooting the hands, and take your pose of integration in child's or hero's pose. Closing the eyes and connecting with the sensation. So I'm going to offer some options for this next pose, coming into Supta Virasana. If you're someone who has a lot of issues going on in the knees, you can lie on your back, bringing your feet together and knees wide. For the rest of us, gently bring your hands behind you. Lift your hips, pointing the knees towards the earth, maybe coming onto your forearms, lifting your heart. Maybe you can relax the head back onto a block, or maybe you can lower all the way to the ground, holding the elbows above the head, pressing your hips. So maybe you're on the forearms, maybe you've got a block to support underneath you, or maybe you're just in this upright pose, pressing your hips up and closing your eyes. If you feel a lot of struggle here, then come onto your back, bring your feet together and your knees wide. One hand to the heart, one hand to the belly, both hands to the Manipura chakra, or holding the elbows above your head, your choice. Find a place where you come into your edge and then where you can relax, knowing that we're gonna stay here few moments. You'll find your edge and then find stillness. Watching the mind. This is the fire element. Let us take our last three breaths here. Each exhale, a deepening, a sweeping of the inner cobwebs. If you're in Supta Baddha Konasana, stay on your back. The rest of us can come chin to chest, shifting our hips to one side, taking our legs forward. We can all bring our feet flat on the mat as we come to lie all the way on our back, preparing our block for a supported back bend. If you don't have a block, I'll bring one. Just raise your hand so I know. Bring your fingertips to tickle your heels. Please.
rooting your feet down, press the hips up to the sky, rock your shoulders underneath your back. Come on to the balls of your toes, lift your heels, lift your hips, and take your block, placing it below the sacrum, level 1, 2, or 3. So lowering the bone, so making sure that the block is not on your spine, but it's on the sacrum. Once you feel supported and stable, walk your legs all the way forward, rooting your heels into the earth, your toes to the sky, and your arms come up and over. Positioning of the block becomes too intense, walk your feet in to lift and release it. But for now, I invite you to soften, find stillness, connect to your breath. Notice what's happening in the mind. Feeling your Manipura, your lustrous gem chakra, shining bright and open, cultivating this balance here. When life gets overwhelming and there's just one thing happening after the other, it can be difficult to process, it can be difficult to digest. Maybe our fire isn't burning so bright and we need some time to digest, so slowing down and opening this chakra can really help. This is the seat of our ego here. This is where we draw from to achieve our goals, to consciously live our dreams. You might like to visualize here a fire burning away anything that is no longer needed. For our last 3 full breaths, and gently walk your feet back in. Keep the stability of the block. And one leg at a time, the feet come to the sky in a supported shoulder stand for 10 full breaths. You might need to reposition the block. Big toes touch, heels and knees in one line. If it doesn't feel stable, you can always just come onto your back. Next, you might want to turn your block sideways so it's got our back row holding hands, very cute, feeling the connection, burning away of separation. awakened Manipura chakra reflects in our capacity to deal or digest life. It's our ability to stand up for ourselves, to be strong, to feel strong in the body. It's allowing ourselves to grow and to become better versions of ourselves. Gently lowering one foot at a time, lift the block, release the block, come on to the back, hug the knees in and gently rock side to side. Maybe you're just staying in stillness. For your last couple of minutes, empowering you again to close as we began, honoring your own body's needs. Whatever pose you need to offer your body, maybe it's a twist, maybe it's a happy baby, maybe you're ready for Shavasana. When it's out of balance, our Manipura chakra reflects in digestive issues, gallbladder, pancreas, adrenals, liver, anything going on in the stomach. And so it can be really balancing for us to wear the color yellow, to strengthen our core, to deepen our meditation practice so that the ego, the tyrannical ruler of the mind who guides our likes and dislikes. Meditation helps to loosen that power a little bit. So you've still got another minute or so. If you want to come into Shavasana, feel welcome. And if you are coming into a twisted pose or a one-legged pose, make sure to balance it at the end with a symmetrical pose, please. As you come into your final pose of Shavasana, take your time. If you're still doing your thing, do your thing. Take your feet as wide as the mat. Take your arms wide or rest your hands at the level of your solar plexus, your Manipura chakra. Fill the whole body with energy, with light, with awareness. And as you exhale, let it all go. or a fire element. When the fire blazes out of control, we tend to be domineering, insensitive to others' needs, arrogant. We have difficulties in developing harmonious relationships to others. When that chakra is dim, we tend to fade away from action. We have difficulty making decisions, prone to self-destructive behaviors, and constantly question ourselves in ways that lead to giving up or being committed. When there's balance in our lower two chakras, our Muladhara chakra, first chakra, and Svadhisthana chakra, our second chakra, then we more easily find balance here in the Manipura. When we have balance, we have courage to face the difficult. We're more open to challenges. We have the intensity to stay with challenges, with the balance and confidence and humility that enable us to instinctively establish respectful, comfortable relationships. When in balance, we're assertive without being aggressive, determined without being forceful. And we can easily come to more emotional balance even when we're faced with complexity. Stoking this inner fire of motivation, we embody a strong yet soft way of being in the world when we actively work to cultivate balance here. It's from Mark Stevens. He who knows others is learned. He who knows himself is wise. Lao Tzu. And keeping stillness in the body, bringing your awareness back and following with your awareness all the way to the end of the sound.
two fingers above your navel on your Manipura chakra. Take a moment just to breathe into the space and see how you're feeling here. Gently beginning to awaken the body, fingers and toes, and stretching the arms, and rolling onto your right side. In your own time, finding your way into seated meditation. We're going to close singing the seed sound, the bead sound of this Manipura chakra. So resting our hands again here. And some people work with affirmations. I am powerful. I am worthy. I can do this. If you're an affirmation person, then wonderful. Otherwise, we're just going to chant Ram 5 times. Ram. And bring your awareness to the solar plexus. Take a deep breath in. Practice, continue to help stoke our inner fire so that we may be more disciplined, more mastered of our ego, more strong and centered and powerful. And drawing your hands up into a prayer. And thank you so much for your beautiful practice this morning. Namaste. Thank you. I noticed a lot of sweat pouring out the first half of the class, so please wipe down your mat, hang them over the edge. We will be back here tomorrow for the heart chakra. So if you like what you found, come on back. Next week, our student teachers will be venturing into their first classes ever. So if you're joining us next week, all of the money that we raise from those classes will be going to one of our 3 partner charities. You can look it up, pureflow.yoga/givingback, to learn more. If you have any questions, feel free to come chat. If you want to pick one of these awesome new Spirit Song cards that Alyssa brought, feel welcome. And otherwise, have a beautiful day. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope you feel inspired, uplifted, and connected. If you love the show, please share and spread the love. Feel free to leave us a comment, and if you feel, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on iTunes.
You can find show notes for this episode and all of our podcast episodes at pureflow.yoga/podcast. There you can also give us a tip. So if you love what we're sharing here, then please consider supporting us with a small monthly contribution to help us to keep creating awesome free stuff for you. So that's pureflow.yoga/podcast. And if you'd like to stay connected with our community, I invite you to join us on our love letter. So sign up at pureflow.yoga and be the first to know about hot new blog posts, podcast release, and other inspirational treasures to keep you practicing and in flow. I'll also share with you special deals on our offerings that we just don't share anywhere else. Feel free to reach out anytime, sending you so much love and inspiration, and have a beautiful day wherever you are.